Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
As you can imagine, there was a huge uptick in outdoor projects last year. If you're looking to jump on that train and maximize your outdoor space, whether you want to install a deck, patio, patio doors, a pergola, the folks at Alexander Lumber may be your new BFFs. Now back to Lou Manfredini and House Smarts Radio.
Welcome back to House Smarts Radio. You know, there's nothing that I love more than a lumberyard. I mean, literally, you know, some people are like, oh, I like to go to the hardware store. And I like that, too. But the lumberyard and the smell and everything that's there, for me, because I'm a former builder, brings me back to when I was a young man. And so it kind of, you know, it's Pavlovian for me. Joining me on the phone line right now is Jeremy Ahearns, who is the sales manager over at Alexander Lumber. Jeremy, good morning and welcome to House Smarts Radio.
Thanks for having me, Lou. Nice to join you.
When I'm in there, I'm going to get that same kind of smell, aren't I, when I go in certain sheds,
yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah. Walk down the cedar aisle here at Alexander and you get that get brought back to your early days building.
I love it. I love it. Give us a little history lesson. We've been hearing the commercials about Alexander Lumber here on WGN. You guys have been around a very long time.
Yeah, Alexander Lumber has been around 130 years this year. It's our 130th anniversary. All family owned. We've been in the Illinois and Wisconsin markets that whole time. We just actually branched out 10, 12 years ago out into Iowa. We have a branch in Iowa City now. So, you know, still going strong as a strong family business in based out of the Aurora area. We have 10 locations. Throughout Illinois, Wisconsin, and one in Iowa. So,
I love,
one manufacturing facility.
Yeah, I love the what you just said about family owned. I mean, you know, the business has changed so much. You and I were talking before we got on the phone about the fact that when I was a builder, I did a lot of business with independent lumber yards. You know, back in the 80s, you know, there were still a lot of those, and it certainly seems like the big boxes have kind of overtaken and put a lot of those out of business. So it really is refreshing to see that, you know, family-owned, well-run businesses can still be there, and part of that is the expertise and the people that you have working there.
Yeah, and that's what we've really built our business on, is just trying to be the experts in our field. And we have a lot of great people, been here a long time, and we're starting to, you know, getting the new generation in here, starting to learn the process and learn the product, and, you know, get in front of those customers once again with a new group of people that can, you know, take on the legacy of all that we've built over
right.
these years. So.
Right. There's been a huge uptick in outdoor projects last year, and it certainly seems like it's continuing this year. I assume you have seen that at Alexander Lumber.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Last year, March kind of hit in Illinois, and we thought the world was going to stop there for a little bit, and it did not. People just got in their houses and started looking around, and I'll tell you, we got hundreds of calls for fence boards and deck boards and all that good stuff going from March to April to May, and it kind of just launched into this whole outdoor living run on products, which mm-hmm. was great for us.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, I mean, it's wonderful. Now talk a little bit about, you know, let's say there's a do-it-yourselfer, you know, I think there's a lot of people that want to build a deck or adding a deck to their home. Is that something that you folks can help people with at Alexander Lumber?
Well, certainly. We have a great staff here at Alexander Lumber at all of our Chicagoland and Illinois and Wisconsin locations. Displays on hand to help people walk through the process. We do layouts in-house for, you know, basic color layouts, railing options, picking out cedar pergola parts and pieces. And at every location, we have, you know, a handful of inside and outside salespeople that can help you make those decisions that help build you a great outdoor living space.
Yeah. I also know that you folks are a TimberTech composite deck dealer. I mean, certainly, I love the wood products, and, you know, I think that they're always a great advantage as far as ease of use and affordability, although lumber prices certainly have upticked a little bit in the past year. But the composite decking offers so many advantages to people. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, we've partnered up with TimberTech AZEK these past, it's probably been 10 years here. And the product overall it just offers such a variety of different scenarios for you, from, trying to get into that competitive wood market all the way up to looking at a high-end hardwood-looking deck, but using that composite product that's going to be very low maintenance, very, very little care as far as the homeowner needs to do on that product, which has been great. And with the uptick in the lumber prices, it's really caught a lot of people pushing into the composite market instead of doing that traditional treated or cedar deck. And TimberTech AZEK has been a great partner as far as keeping us stocked and keeping product at our distribution centers, and keeping the popular colors and style choices that everyone wants.
Right.
We can do, composite decking in multiple different series and multiple colors, kind of anything that meet anybody's style choices. And then we can get into railing options that, go from aluminum to composite, all kinds of different colors and finishes that really satisfy anyone's needs.
I think that when you're talking about a composite deck and you couple that with an aluminum railing, I think that is just such a sharp looking deck when it's designed the right way.
Yeah, we have had such great luck going that route with composite decking and aluminum railing. It just lends such a nice mix of materials out on your,
right,
on your outdoor space.
Right. You guys are also a siding dealer, right? You deal in Hardy and LP. I get a lot of questions on this show about siding, and people are always like, oh, what's the best to use? And certainly both of those are really good options. And I would imagine you got a couple displays people could come look at.
Yeah, certainly. In all of our showrooms, we currently have great decking displays, great siding displays. I'm sitting in the Crystal Lake location right now. We just redid it inside and out. We're putting in actually an outdoor display right now. So, when we're not open, people can get in to see what that decking and railing looks like. Mm-hmm. And with regards to the siding, LP has come out with some great products the last few years that kind of make it more, more kind of pick your color and go, which is a great, great thing. And same with James Hardy. James Hardy has done a fantastic job. And then, we certainly fit those customers to the product that they want.
Right.
Right.
Do you guys also get into like patio doors and windows if people are looking to do those kinds of projects as well?
Oh, yeah, for sure. We've done a great job with Colby and WeatherShield lately, getting those patio door products that the customers want. They, in a patio door, it's just gone bigger and bigger over the last few years. Going into these multi-slide doors that you can put an opening, 16 foot wide, 8 foot tall, very easily into these projects, and it just kind of brings that outdoors in. And with both WeatherShield and Colby, we've had some fantastic luck of getting product that meets the customer's needs, and everybody wants more glass. And
right.
You can get into these, very different configurations as far as bifolding doors, multi-slide door, which basically is like the hardware kind that comes out of the door, not like your traditional patio door, and just the ease of action of these doors, very easy to move, a large panel. We have a 10-foot by 8-foot patio door in the showroom here that slides with very little effort, so nice products that we can get out to the public, in a variety of different colors. Black's the hot color this year.
Yeah.
Everyone wants a black patio door inside and out.
Yeah.
And they've done a great job for us.
You can tell by listening to Jeremy that he knows what he's talking about, and Alexander Lumber is filled with people like that. You're just not going to get that at the big box stores. Jeremy Ahearns is the sales manager over at Alexander Lumber. How do they get a hold of you guys to talk about maybe building a deck, talk about the TimberTech product and AZEK product you sell, everything that we talked about this morning? How do people get a hold of you folks?
The best way to get a hold of us is probably our website at alexlbr.com. We have 10 locations in the area, 3 in the Chicagoland area in Crystal Lake, Cortland, and Joliet. But really get onto our website, check us out there, and you can get direct contact through the website.
That's awesome. Jeremy, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Continued success. I love hearing about local family-owned companies thriving and doing well. I just want it to continue, and I hope lots of people visit that website and come out and see you folks.
All right. Thank you so much, Lou.